Communication is a necessity and it's not really taught to people at all.
Welcome to The Underestimated Entrepreneur, where I talk about the many lessons, learnings, and tools that I've learned along my journey from being the private mindset and mental performance coach to rich listers, successful entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and more, all while running business and personal performance events for tens of thousands of people who want to get the best out of themselves and their lives. This is my way of helping more people to excel in life, build successful empires, and be the best that they can be. I hope you share and enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Yes, I am still in Singapore. Just wanted to get this episode out today. I want to talk a lot about communication. What you'll find is communication is a necessity to live a great life. It is super important. Everything comes down to communication. Sales is communication. Marketing is communication. Business, I guess, is communication because you've got leadership and management. Then if you want to build good quality relationships, like an intimate relationship, communication is essential. Family, communication is essential. But it's just something that most people aren't taught or even think about learning. So when we grow up, we just naturally watch people around us communicate. And we go, okay, well, they communicate that way. We'll just replicate that. And actually, we don't even really logically think about it. This is an unconscious pattern that happens. If you look at your life, normally relationships break down due to poor communication or a lack of understanding around what the other person wants due to communication. So we have all these communication issues in society, whether it's through different cultures who communicate in different ways, whether it's through our family dynamics, whether it's through our work culture. But there are all these problems in society with communication. And when you look at it, no one actually studies and learns it, really. Maybe a few people in a percentage, so it's probably like 0.0 something percent of people actually invest money to go and learn. They might learn a sales skill. Maybe that helps them with communication, which is a great thing. But how many people learn negotiation, relationship communication, the differences between masculine and feminine communication? You may have heard some episodes on that before. I've spoken plenty about masculine and feminine communication. But women tend to communicate differently than men. Depends on whether they're more feminine or more masculine. But most of the time, men and women will communicate differently. They do it in different ways. So last night, we were at dinner. One of the people there, she was a lawyer, actually, and a great communicator. But when it came to a relationship, she said, oh, you know, my husband communicates or says these types of things. And she's like, I don't really understand why he does that. And then she said, you know, like, why doesn't he just do X, Y, and Z? And the other women around the table were like, yeah, I don't know why they don't do that. But the thing is that they were communicating in a feminine way in that environment. So what was happening was that her husband was communicating in a masculine way, which was a literal communication, whereas she was communicating more in a abstract communication style, which was almost dropping hints. Now, women understand that, but men don't. And unless that's explained, it causes issues in relationships, okay? Which is why we get a lot of couples come to events like my Thrive Time event or do my online Thrive Time. Because you need to understand those sort of communication styles if you want to have a good relationship. But also it helps in business. If you've got a person in business who is communicating more through their emotions, they may be communicating in more of a feminine communication style. Now, women can be masculine when they're at work and in their careers as well. But you've got to know the difference between the two communication styles because they need different responses. They need to be handled in different ways. There is a different reason or a different purpose for those communication styles. So that is super important to understand, both for business and personal life. When I explained it to her, I said, what you're saying is a feminine communication style. You're communicating in the way that you feel by dropping hints. So a woman will say something like, in most cases, by the way, like this is context dependent, but in most cases, women will say, hey, would you like a drink? Now, they might say that to their masculine partner, like their husband. They're not asking their husband if their husband wants a drink. It's not really a question. What they're saying is, I would like a drink. But they will say, hey, do you want a drink? Normally the bloke sits there and goes, nah, I'm good. And then just goes back to thinking about whatever he's thinking about. But then the woman gets pissed off because she's communicated in a different style to the masculine. So that can be a problem. You also have values communication. So people normally have conflicts due to values. That becomes a huge problem also, because if someone values, let's say, health, and they're talking to someone or they see someone who is eating McDonald's with their kids and the whole family's overweight, that causes friction in the communication. Remember, when intelligence is high, emotions are governed and controlled. When emotions are high, intelligence gets dropped or decreased because it uses a different part of the brain structure. So that there, when people get emotional, changes the communication style. Also, when there's a values clash, it changes communication styles, which is why people fight with their family. Even though they love them and care about them, they'll still argue with them. So these are things that we need to consider. A lot of people, I was training someone only a couple of weeks ago who is a business owner that I'm working with, who has a very, very successful business. They're on the way to $100 million. And one of the challenges he had was that when he talks, he uses a lot of and ahs and connecting words. So it'll be is almost the cadence of his communication. Whereas what I normally teach people is that you have to learn how to create cadence in your communication, which means that you talk for a little bit and you stop. And then talk for a little bit and you stop. I'm training someone in my team at the moment about the cadence as well. It's like talk and then stop. Talk and then stop. Because it gives a moment for people's brains to catch up. Now, I got to remember this as well on the podcast because I try to get through the podcast and rip it out as quick as I can in the mornings sometimes or in the evenings. And I sometimes forget about that cadence. So that's important. But I've been working on that because that's an important thing that I need to add into my communication. Then you have other people who they will add in a lot of ums and ahs and in their communication. Sometimes people adding things in communication where they'll say, hey, can you grab that for me? No, not that thing, the other thing. Now, if you say things like that to your partner or in a relationship or in a working environment, first of all, what's the thing? What's the other thing? They don't know because you haven't given them context. Also, you've got different communication styles between more abstract thinkers, which are more the high-level creatives and creative-type people, which could be high-level business owners or entrepreneurial-type people, and super detailed, structured people. Structured people tend to communicate in detail and structure. High-level people tend to create abstract ideas and communicate in thoughts and are stimulated by ideas. So that can cause conflict as well.
Are you ready to raise your standards, achieve more, and stay accountable like never before? My brand new Dominate program is designed to give you year-round accountability and keep you consistently winning. Inside, you'll get epic trainings in mindset, wealth, health, and relationships, plus weekly group coaching calls to combat inconsistency and to stop you falling off the bandwagon. No more trial and error, no more going through the motions, no more feeling unfulfilled at the end of your year. Just a chance to be your best, do your best, and to dominate. No locking contracts, cancel anytime. Join now via the link in the description or at michaelmojo.com.
So these are all the things that we have to understand. Then you have things like framing. If you're in a communication, you might have to frame a situation before someone gets into that situation. What I mean by that, and that's probably actually really poor communication just then for me. But in a movie, it'll say R-rated, violence, sexual scenes, nudity, and it might be adult language. What that's doing is it's framing or creating an expectation up front of what's going to happen in the movie. Now, if you're a good communicator, you can do that in your communication style. So you might do it in a meeting. You might do it in a sales approach where you might say to someone, okay, cool, let's catch up. Then what we can do is when we catch up, we can go through the paperwork and then we can close the sale off. That's already setting an expectation for what we're catching up for. That's called a frame. There are different frames that can clash. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, I teach a whole event. It used to be a 7-day event, but it's dropped down to a 5-day event called Triumph. After you come and do my Thrive Time event and you've developed yourself personally enough, you get invited along to do another program, which is called Triumph. Triumph is a leadership program where it allows you to become a better manager, a better leader, a better communicator. You get to learn negotiation skills, better sales skills, all of these things that people need to navigate life as they grow. Now you might say, well, I'm not a salesperson, I'll never use sales. But the thing is, you use sales every day. If you're with two people and you say, I want to go get a coffee from here, and they say, I want a coffee from a different place, you have to then negotiate and sell. Most people don't think about sales and negotiation like that, which is why they're not good at it. But if you get better at those skills, you actually become a better communicator, a better negotiator, and you get more of what you want in life. So everybody's selling. Kids are some of the best salespeople, by the way. So we teach those skills in that course because it will allow you to lead people more effectively, to manage people more effectively, and to be a better leader. Even if it's for your family or friends or people around you, you just get better at it. This week, crew, I want you to really think about your communication. What do you need help with? What do you need to grow in? What do you do well in communication? Where do you slip in communication? Do you pause? Do you stop? Do you use a lot of ums and ahs and eh in between your communication? Do you say things like, pick that up, that thing over there, you know, the thing that I'm talking about, because then you need to learn how to communicate more effectively with what you're thinking and maybe have a little bit more time in your communication so that your brain can catch up. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this. And the reason why I wanted to share was because last night I went out, myself and Jess were invited out with a bunch of locals here. So these are people who live in Singapore from different countries around the world. They were all from different countries, I guess you could say, but they all had really good communication and everyone at the table was just sitting there enjoying themselves. Jess and I got home after catching up and we said it was a really enjoyable experience because they were all able to be great communicators. Someone would give out some communication and then they would let the other person talk. Then they would ask good questions. And if someone was left out of the communication, they would bring them in. And so it was just a really enjoyable night. And you don't normally get people all together that are good high-level communicators all together. Sometimes you have one person who just talks the whole fucking time and no one else can get a word in. Other times you have people who just interrupt, and sometimes I sit and I watch people talk and they'll just be jumping in and bouncing with each other. One of my clients, Ryan, he's probably listening to this now. We were sitting the other day having a business meeting. I was helping him with his business strategy. Now he's got an electrical company. And we were sitting there and these bunch of women walked in. They sat behind us and no shit, they were talking so fucking loud and over the top of each other that I don't really know whether there was actual communication going on, but it honestly sounded like a fucking chicken hen with these chickens just all just making noise. There was no real structure to their communication. And then when they left, Ryan looked at me and he said, I don't know what happened then, but that was crazy. And I said, that's unfortunately poor communication skills. That's what happens. I don't know if they're excited or what the deal was. They're the things that can happen if you don't learn communication and you don't better your communication skills. You cap yourself, you cap where you can get in life. Now, by the way, these people that I caught up with were lawyers, investment bankers, all young as well, under the age of 40, in M&A, in shipping. So high level people making extreme amounts of money, but they're all great communicators. Now, when someone is a business owner and they say, well, I don't really need to learn communication, that's just fucking dumb. When someone says, I've got a family and I don't really need to spend time and money learning better communication, that's just dumb. You're going to cap yourself as a parent. You're going to cap yourself as a business owner. You're going to cap yourself as a leader. You're going to cap yourself as a manager. And you're going to find it hard to get what you want across to other people. So look, team, learn communication, keep growing, keep bettering yourself. But communication is something that's so important if you want to be understood and also if you want to get your point across and understand others. Have a great day, Driven Mofos. Keep kicking ass. I look forward to joining you back here for another episode of the Underestimated Entrepreneur.